Okay, 2 Corinthians 3, beginning in verse 3. For as much as you are manifestly declared that the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. We're going to read down through this, 14 or 15 verses, and see the contrast. Not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. And such trust have we through Christ to God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. The letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. But at the ministration of death, written in graven stones was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadfastly behold the face of Moses for the glory of his countenance, which glory was to be done away. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation be glory, much more doth the ministration of righteousness exceeding glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, nor even the glory of itself. For if that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remaineth is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. For the minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil, and taken away the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. For even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. As I said, there's a contrast going on here. What we have here, here's the contrast, for example. Not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart, verse 3. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit, verse 6. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life, verse 6. The ministration of death versus the ministration of the Spirit. The ministration of condemnation versus the ministration of righteousness. Now, the left side is identified for us in verse 14 as the Old Testament. And then it's further identified for us in verse 7 as that which is written in graven stones. Not the stones, but the thing written in graven stones that identifies the left side of the column, the left side of the contrast. The right side of the contrast is identified in verse 6 as the New Testament. Now, I want you to notice some phrases that are applied to the Old Testament, the thing written in graven stones. Done away, verse 7. That which is done away, it's abolished, done away in Christ, taken away. The conclusion is then that the thing written in graven stones, that's the Ten Commandments, is done away, abolished, done away in Christ, taken away. The New Testament then is that which remaineth. Let's continue on with the same idea. So we have the Old Testament over here, the New Testament over here. As we said, the New Testament is remaining. The Old Testament, you have the tables of stone, written in graven stones. We know that's the Ten Commandments. Done away, abolished, done away in Christ, taken away. How could Paul have made it any clearer that the thing written in graven stones, the Ten Commandments, was done away or abolished? How could he have made it any clearer? Notice in particular, in verse 7, that written in graven stones was glorious. That was part of the contrast. Something else was more glorious, basically the New Testament. Then verse 11 says, that which is done away was glorious. So what would the conclusion be? The thing written and engraven in stones is done away. Because he says that written and engraven in stones was glorious. That which is done away was glorious. So that written and engraven in stones was done away. That means, according to Thayer, the word translated done away, to cease, pass away, put it into, annul, and abolish. Isn't that very clear that the thing written and engraven in stones is done away? In other words, back in verse 14, it says the reading of the Old Testament, which veil, is done away in Christ. The Old Testament, all of it, is done away in Christ. That's the point. The thing written and graven in stones, in particular, the Ten Commandments, is done away. I don't see how you could get any clearer than that. With my time left, about 2 minutes, I'm going to try to review some of the other main passages. Remember in Colossians 2, Jesus blotted out some ordinances. He took them out of the way and nailed them to the cross. Now, God says, you can argue with God about whether or not the Sabbath was contrary to us. I don't care to get into the argument. You can argue with Him about that. The Bible says that Jesus abolished, blotted out the Sabbath. That's an example of one of the laws that the Bible says was blotted out. And then in Romans 7, you've never directly addressed this exact argument. You talked about coveting and said, well, is it wrong to covet today? That's fine. Good point. And I responded to it, but you never responded to the main point. The Bible says in Romans 7, 1 through 7, 4 through 7, that we're dead to and we're delivered from a law. And that law says, thou shalt not covet. Now that's the Ten Commandment law, or it includes the Ten Commandment law. And he says we're dead to and we're delivered from it. What would that mean? If we're still obligated to keep the Ten Commandments, how could Paul say that we're dead to and delivered from it? I don't have any time left, but write this on the note. Galatians 3:19, Galatians 3:24 and 25, Galatians 5:4, Ephesians 2:14 through 16, and Hebrews 7, verse 12. Take those home with you and read those. Thank you very much for your time.